At TikTok, we're known for entertainment, but behind the scenes, we're committed to safety within our community. That's why we set all TikTok accounts aged between 13 and 15 as private, with no access to direct messaging. Our family pairing tool lets you link your account to your teens, so you can adjust what content they see and manage how long your family spends on TikTok with our screen time management tool. Safety. Your priority is our commitment. Search TikTok Guardian's Guide to learn more.
This is Steve Allen's A Little Bit Extra, leading Britain's conversation. You're listening to our podcast of Steve Allen.
Hello there. I don't mean to be presumptuous, but if you're listening to this, then you may also be a fan of the Steve Allen The Whole Show podcast. If you are, then this information is for you. From mid-December, Steve Allen The Whole Show podcast will be available exclusively on Global Player. It's still 100% free, it's still the whole show, and it's still utterly brilliant. But you won't be able to find it on any other platform other than Global Player. If you haven't already got Global Player, it's dead easy to get hold of. Here's what you need to do. You either download it from your app store or visit globalplayer.com. Once you've got it, simply go to the podcast section and search for Steve Allen, The Whole Show. If you're listening on Alexa, just say, Alexa, open Global Player and play Steve Allen, The Whole Show podcast. Thank you. Morning, everybody. Welcome along to your free podcast for today. It is Thursday, February the 2nd. It's exciting, isn't it? It is very exciting because in the radio industry, everybody is waiting on the audience figures. This is what it all hinges on. You know, you work, because every 3 months they do the RAJAR. And please don't ask me how they do it. I've got no idea. When I look at the actual figures, as I have done in previous years gone by, it's just numbers. Pages and pages and pages of numbers. And then you're split into groups of how old you are and your, you know, sort of your bank balance and things like that. We need to know all these things. And then, you know, and then some presenters will tomorrow, I should imagine, be sort of leaping up and down and going, oh, we're so happy. And there'll be other presenters going, well, I thought it was going all right. I mean, I don't want to predict anything because I think it's unlikely, but I suspect the BBC will probably take a battering this time round. They've made some really dreadful decisions, you know, to get rid of older presenters. I think that's going to come back and bite them on the bum, as they say. But the rest of us, we'll just sit back and wait and see what the good Lord provides for us. And I'm always ever hopeful, as the audience to this programme is always done very well. So we'll wait and see, and I'll let you know in due course. Meanwhile, somebody who's not doing very well is Ozzy Osbourne. He's announced his retirement from touring. He says because he's had spinal surgery, he's battling Parkinson's, and he said, I just can't do it. He said, I haven't got the strength to go up there. Mind you, it was, you know, I think the last time he performed, 2018. And that was with Ozfest in Inglewood as part of a farewell tour. So he's now not doing any more tour. I mean, let's face it, these old rockers, and let's face it, he is a shambling wreck when you see him. And it's a case of, eventually after a while, they must get tired. They must get tired. It's difficult. I also was going to mention at the beginning of the programme, years ago there was a fantastic Italian quick change artist who appeared at the Piccadilly Theatre in a show called I. And it was a cabaret venue. They took all the seats out in the Piccadilly Theatre and they put in tables and chairs and you could eat and drink, and it was really fantastic. And the man who starred in it was called Arturo Brichetti. He's an Italian quick change artist, because in Italy they have these people. They look on it as an art form. We just go, oh, he changes costumes very quickly. But if you saw behind the scenes of how he can literally change costumes in 3 seconds, it's really fast and it's really clever and it involves a very dedicated team. Anyway, we used to go and see, because Monday night we used to get in for free because we knew somebody who knew Arturo, and we'd just phone up and say, can we come along tonight? And he'd say yes, so we would go, because Monday night was Magic Circle night. And we would then go to the theatre. And halfway through this big cabaret show, and it's, I mean, if you saw it, you would appreciate, you know, just how brilliant it really was. They had sort of creatures rising out of the stage, dancers. It was just fantastic. But they had a group on there called Kit and the Widow. And Kit and the Widow were cabaret. And they were very, very good, actually. They were very, very good. And they performed for royalty. They would be booked for all the best parties. They were doing sort of all sorts of things. And the widow used to come in and see us on a regular basis at LBC and lived in a windmill somewhere. And I can't remember where it was. But I heard the other day that Kit, who is Kit Hesketh Harvey, has just died. And he was only 65. He was a fantastic talent. He used to write a piece for Country Life magazine talking about, you know, people would say, is it right that I should have fish with red wine or white wine? And he would tell them the etiquette problems. He was absolutely charming. He was absolutely lovely. And I only read about it in the papers this morning that Kit Hesketh Harvey has passed on. And such a great shame. If you want to see what they're like, you'll find them on YouTube. Just put in Kit and the Widow. And the widow used to play the piano, and Kit Hesketh Harvey used to sing, and they were parody songs. You know, it could be about the government, or it could be about all sorts of things. Really, really good. So I just wanted to mention him at the beginning of the programme because I'd seen him on numerous occasions and interviewed the boys, and I thought they were fantastic. Over on Love Island, which isn't really Love Island at all, Jack's least favourite programme, Shaq tells Tanya he loves her after just 16 days in a villa. These people are pathetic. They are pathetic. And viewers are all saying the same thing. Because viewers were left in shock. And most people have been onto Twitter and sort of talk. They think it's a pile of rubbish as well, you know, and it is. It is ghastly. They're not on a love island. They're not on an island at all. But he told Tanya that he loves her on her birthday after just 16 days. I mean, are these people adults or five-year-olds? It's very difficult to tell, really. However, over at the London Palladium, Simon Cowell decides to help out somebody on Britain's Got Talent who is a magician. And so what this man does is he goes to Simon Cowell and he puts a hood over Simon Cowell's head. And lighter fluid was then poured over the hood. I do not recommend you go anywhere near this trick. His head was locked in a box and they opened it so people could see it was his head. They then dropped a match into the box and the whole thing went up. You can imagine, can't you? You can imagine. Anyway, the judges and the audience were in total shock. He was burning away. But anyway, the audience screamed. Judges were out of their seats. Anyway, the flames were put out and then, ta-da, Simon was all right. They did it on another show on the television and it's called a cremation illusion. And it's where somebody's put on a table and what they do is they then set fire to this table with a covering over it. And then after, you know, people go, oh, my God, how's he going to get out of this? Of course, he doesn't. The box then springs open and there is a skeleton. And on this particular show, as opposed to then going, and here he is, he's fine, blah, 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 blah. They didn't. They just went to the closing credits of the show, leaving people to go on and go, is he really dead? You know, as if they would risk anything like that on a television programme. Stephen Moffat believes Doctor Who could go on forever. Oh, I do hope not. I haven't seen it in years, so I really couldn't tell you storylines. I couldn't tell you anything about it. I just remember Bonnie Langford being in it, and that was it. I mean, and the Daleks were very good. I nearly bought a whole set of Daleks the other day. There was about 20 of them in a box. And I remember thinking, perhaps my brother would like that. I don't know why. I always think, if I give it to my brother, he can then either sell it or, you know, re-gift or do something else like that. Danny Dyer, you know, he left EastEnders. You know why? He said because nobody was watching it. That's what he said. He said it and he was in the blooming thing. He said part of the reason he left was because people don't watch it. And I've said that to you before. I haven't seen EastEnders since Barbara was not in it. It was that long ago. And Danny decided that, I mean, his career was going down the Swanee and nobody's watching this programme. You know why? It's crap. I mean, I don't want to be rude about it, but, you know, and I don't know who's writing it at the moment, but it's a case of they put lots of young people in. And what they need to do, and they should really learn the BBC, they should really learn that older people have more gravity in a programme and people identify more with them. How can you identify with a 16-year-old who's pregnant up the duff with a boyfriend who she's apparently had sex with in Albert Square? I mean, you can't identify with that. None of us can. And it's just a little bit sad. But anyway, at least he's seen the light and has said, you know, it's hemorrhaging. Hemorrhaging. And it's not getting the audience. Meanwhile, customers over at Ed Sheeran's pub were saying that his food, 19 quid a time dishes, tastes like microwave meals. Well, I couldn't tell the difference on a microwave meal. I really couldn't actually. But some diners have said they were disappointed. Well, I like Ed Sheeran. I don't think he would bother using microwave meals. And it's called Bertie Blossoms. It's in Portobello Road, named in honour of his wife. They do steak, pasta, chocolate and prune brownies. Not sure about prune brownies, but anyway. Also, the hairy biker star Cy King has announced a new solo project because the latest series that they did, there was then no sort of after effects of it. And you know, of course, that Dave Myers is not very well. He's got cancer and he's battling that as well. But in fact, Cy says, I'm heading to Pub in the Park in Leamington Spa and Tunbridge Wells in July, then Chiswick in September. And, I mean, fans, this Hairy Bikers Go Local was a great series. I watched it and I just think they have instant curb appeal. They're very human. They're not being all flashy. They go, oh, why, 80s, great, this, you know, in their funny little northern accents. And I watch it and I get drawn into it. I mean, apart from the fact they ride bikes, which I think is quite clever because I can't ride a bike. But Pub in the Park was thought up by Tom Kerridge, who's a good friend of my programme, to champion British pubs because people go out to pubs now. Pubs are far more adventurous than they ever were. Before it was, you know, we've got a couple of stale pork pies on the counter. We might have some hot pot. But you go out to pubs now and they're heaving with people. The only problem is they haven't got enough staff. You know, staff is one thing they don't have. Lewis Capaldi is announced as the final performer at the Brit Awards. He's joining Stormzy, Lizzo and Harry Styles as well, who might or might not be going to work in Vegas. We're not sure. And Molly Mae Hay can make millions with Baby Bambi. I think that's what they've called the baby. And if she strikes the right deal, that's all it is now, isn't it? It's just people, so shall I get myself pregnant? Then we can sort of flog the baby pictures and all the rest of it. They reckon podcasts and kids' books and everything else. So she's called the Baby Bambi. What more can I tell you? I'm sure it's absolutely riveting. And fans of Peter Kay's Car Share finally revealed after 5 years off screen. Fate of the Car Share. And he said it would be the last, I think 2020. But now he's filed paperwork to strike Kay's dedicated company from the official register. So it does not exist. So his Goodnight Vienna Productions, which was Carshare Limited, signed by the comedian himself, they reckon it's the final nail in the coffin and he's not going to be bringing it back, which I thought was brilliant. I thought it was really good, actually. Although James Corden did a very good one as well with lots of big, big stars. If you haven't seen the one with Paul McCartney in, go to YouTube. And Little Cheryl, she doesn't have a surname anymore. Cheryl, like, so what do you do, love? She made her West End debut, as you know. Nicola Roberts and Kimberly Walsh watch on from the audience. And she got a standing ovation. And it was all very lovely. But the trouble is, it's just one show. Do not think that all of a sudden, you know, she goes from there to maybe playing Lady Macbeth or something, because, you know, it just, why, eh? I don't think so. Prince Andrew's ex, Victoria Hervey, a ghastly creature, claims Princess Beatrice thanked her for support for her father. Ugh. How awful. How awful. Andrew's ex-girlfriend, I don't know when that was, but Lady Victoria Hervey. She's only a lady, by the way. It's not through birth. Her mother married a titled bloke. She was a secretary, and so they got titles. And Lady Victoria was approached by the princess, ninth in line to the throne. So please God, that never happens. And she says, thank you for support for my father and all the work you've been doing. Princess Beatrice has said nothing at all. But good old, what does she do for a living? Lady Victoria Hervey. Now, we have no idea. Beyonce finally confirms the Renaissance World Tour after months of teasing. And Piers Morgan brands Alan Cumming comically disingenuous. Why would he do that? After the Scottish actor labels the TV talk host, no audience, a lump of ignorance. I love it when these people fight. It's so great. They're still trying to find stories about, you know, to sort of do for Gemma Collins. And there's one in the paper today. Apparently she was trawling through, because she's got nothing else to do, and discovered all these people writing things about her and everything else. And as opposed to being adult and just deleting. You know, I got to call the police in because it's like, you know, somebody threatened to, you know, bang me head in or something, you know, all this kind of stuff. I've always said, just delete these people. If it's something that's really dangerous, well, then you report it to the police. But she said, I'm not bothered about it. I thought, of course you are. You've just called the police and you've told the newspapers about it. So, you know, lie after lie after lie. Anyway, I wish you a pleasant day. I'm sure it will be. The good news is no train strike today. Although yesterday, well done to Southwestern. I was very, very pleased. I managed to get home. My train was there, the right train. It was like, woo-hoo. Freddie kept sort of texting, there, what's happening? You want? I said, we're on the train. It was a minute late leaving, but they were brilliant. So well done, Southwestern. And I think so. Today we're OK. Tomorrow we go back onto strike days. But fingers crossed for Southwestern. Abellio buses we don't have, but we have another bus company as well in our area. So I got off at Twickenham, stood at the bus stop for 5-6 minutes. Bus came along. I got on it, went home. Ta-da. And then I went to the doctor, got an appointment for the doctor coming up in February where they're going to take armfuls of blood. I could just tell you now it's going to be one of these sort of things. And I got my hair cut as well. And nobody's mentioned it. Honestly, I get my hair cut. I think I walk in looking like, you know, 30 pence. And nobody goes, oh, your hair looks great, Stu. Nobody said a word. And I sat there for at least 3 minutes having it cut. Number one all over. Thank you very much indeed. Because I have a Polish. In fact, I've always had Polish hairdressers. That's strange. Lots and lots of them, you know, which I quite like, actually. And, you know, I feel so much better. It was getting in my eyes. It was just a pain. It really was. Anyway, have a lovely day. Don't forget, podcast, podcast, podcast. The more you podcast, the happier I become. And you wouldn't want me to be miserable, would you? Anyway, have a good day, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Till then, stay safe.
Leading Britain's conversation, LBC.